Hello. What is going on for husbands that may be different for wives? What is going on? Let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay, fine. So you said what's going on for husbands is different for wives. So I'm going to answer the question as you asked it. So men have to know that the hardest part of the current situation as a husband, as a man, is that it's always stressful to be a guest. Right? It's more stressful. Which is more stressful, to be a host or to be a guest? It can be tiring to be a host because you have to take care of the guests, but it's always tiring to be a guest because you're on the foreign ground. You're not your own element, and you have to sort of be on guard. It's harder work to be a host than to be a guest, but being a guest is tiring because you're on somebody else's home turf, and you have to be on your best behavior. And let's not forget that a woman is not just the mainstay of the home, but she is synonymous with the home. So we are guests. I don't mean this facetiously, and I don't mean it cynically. I mean in a sincere way that we are guests in our wives' homes. And there's different etiquette for a host than for a guest. So you began by asking, what do the men specifically need to know? It's very different than what the women need to know. So we're speaking to women. I don't want to say too much what I would say to the women because you have to be careful. Whenever you tell the wives what you told the husbands, or vice versa, you tell the husbands what you told the wives, some unscrupulous people weaponize it. And then they use it against their spouse and they say, hey, the rabbi said you're supposed to. Okay. And it's not for us to worry about what the other person is supposed to be doing. It's about us to work on what we can control, which is our own behaviors, what we're supposed to be doing. But if I were speaking to the wives, I would be speaking about the fact that her role of being a keres habayis and creating an environment is more important than ever because everyone is at home. And so therefore, it's time to step up in that regard and just to really create an environment that's warm and inviting. But again, I don't want to speak too much about that because then people have complaints against, is my wife really making such a warm, inviting environment? If only she would make a warm, inviting environment, then I would do what I have. Okay, let's not go that way. Let's not go down that avenue. But if we're the husband, so we have a different role. Our role is to be a good guest. What does it mean to be a good guest? It means if you're what is a good house guest? Somebody who disrupts as little as possible while contributing as much positive energy as possible. It's a delicate balance. It's almost a contradiction in terms. You don't want to disrupt, right? That you're the guest. So you don't want to change the whole tone of what's going on. On the other hand, what's a good guest? Somebody who brings something, contributes something, brings something to the table. Okay, let me spell this out. What does this really mean? It means like this. Your wife has a system for how the house runs, even when it looks like she doesn't have a system. Trust me, she has a system. Just like we have a system, like we know when the pair of pants that we put on the chair, how many days to what we can put it there before it needs to go into the bag that goes to the dry cleaners, and if somebody moves it, we get irritated because we have a system for it. No, it wasn't dirty. There's a system, right? Okay, so we have a system for that kind of stuff, right? So she has a system. Everything's a system for everything. So we have to be respectful of that, to not start making big changes in how the house runs. Go with that flow. But then, here's the contradictory part. at the same time that you're practicing this enormous self-control of not inserting yourself into things and overstepping your bounds and changing the tone that's already been established. At the same time you do that, I know this is the paradox of it. You have to step up, and you have to be a source of positive energy. To do one or the other is very easy. To not disrupt, that's very easy. You find a corner to go hide in. You don't talk to anyone. You don't look at anyone. They don't look at you. And you don't disrupt. That's easy. Conversely, to contribute emotional energy into the home, that's also easy. You just insert yourself into every situation, and you have your ideas how everything should be done, and then you change the way things have been done. The art is recognize the way things are done in the home. Recognize that your wife, for whatever calculations she has, how she came to determine that this is the way that things work best, to just accept that. That's the way things are. And then to try to give as much positive energy into the system that already exists. So, for instance, let me just give a corona social distancing quarantine scenario for 2020. There might be some aspect of day-to-day living that a husband didn't used to be part of, or he wasn't even present for, okay? Like, for instance, let's say something that's totally new for most families, getting the kids all set up with their online learning in the morning. That's a whole new experience. She's got a system for that. What can we do? Be quiet for a minute, be still, look at how things are set up. And now within this system that exists already, insert positive energy. That means offer to be helpful. Obviously, always offer to be helpful. But offering to be helpful in a way that is going with the grain, with the flow, not innovating, not, I know we have good ideas, we like to suggest things being different. We come up with, you know, solutions for problems that we're identifying. In this high-pressure situation that we're in right now, we don't want to do that. We don't want to be creative. We don't want to come up with new ideas or suggestions. What we want to do is see how things are running right now, how they're already running, and try to give positive support, positive energy. That means lend a hand, be helpful with a smile. That means to be very validating, positive, making positive comments to your wife, to your kids, praising everybody. Oh, it's so nice. I see you. You're sitting at your place. You're ready for school. Oh, I see that you have, you know, you praise the children. I see that you threw away your cereal bowl after you had breakfast. That's the kind of thing that we want to do. We want to just see what's going on already, realize your wife has a job. She is the home. She's running a home. You're a guest in that home. The best thing you can do is, I don't want to belabor a point, but I'm saying, I'll say it one more time. Observe. Be an observer. What system or systems are already in place that's keeping the house functional? And now just support that. Go with that flow, with that grain, and wives will feel supported. They will feel, you know, the geese. When the geese fly to Florida for the winter, you know, do you ever see them flying in the air? They fly in formation. But they actually rotate. They rotate when they fly. Why do they rotate? Because you're flying all the way to Florida, you get tired. So what do? When you get tired of flying, you go to the back of the formation, and the wind current from the geese flapping their wings at the front of the current, the wind current flies back And the goose in the back in the formation sort of floats on that wind current. That's what we want to do. And be in formation. Don't break ranks. Don't disrupt. And when you flap your wings, you're creating an air current. It just makes it easier. Everything goes easier. That's ultimately, that's the goal. Just put in positive energy within the systems that are already functioning in the house, and it just makes it easier and less tiring for your wife. And of course, when we can do that, then it's all around better for everyone in the home. So it's a better environment, less stress, less strain. That's the main thing that we're trying to accomplish right now. Just trying to keep everyone feeling supported. We don't want people feeling burnt out. Burnout is really, you know, in a compressed situation like this where everyone's on top of each other. We want to avoid burnout. We want to avoid exhaustion. So for a husband, this is the way that you can provide support in a way that will not be disruptive. I know, I'm going to repeat again. I don't want to belabor the point, but a lot of times as husbands, we feel shocked or disappointed that the help that we offer not only isn't accepted, but sometimes, you know, they say no good deed goes unpunished. We try to be helpful, and we end up getting criticized for it. And we forget. Sometimes the reason that we get criticized for being helpful, even though our intentions were good, is because we overstepped our bounds as guests. I'm using that term decidedly, you know, that that the home is the woman's place. She sets the tone. And so we felt we were being helpful. Really what we're doing is we're being disruptive. We're changing the system. And that, you know, like the geese flying in formation, to continue with that muscle, there's a reason they fly in that formation. That's the formation that works. Don't be a chacham. Don't suggest another formation. So I'm just saying, for us to save our own feelings, that we don't end up getting disappointed or hurt because we were trying to be helpful. I was only trying to be helpful. And then, you know, we get criticized. We don't even know why we're being criticized. I'm saying a way to avoid 90% of those scenarios for a husband is just be quiet, be still, be an observer, look what's going on, try to figure out what's happening, when it happens, how it happens. Don't try to add too much to it. I mean, innovate. Don't try to make any new chidushim. And just be supportive within that system. I know this sounds very, very, very simple. Maybe it even sounds too simple. But simple things are often essential, and simple things are often overlooked.
Okay, Rabbi, I just want to throw in there as well, is now that you actually see how much work it takes to run a family, it gives you a new perspective of what your wife is doing, and you have a new opportunity to see what happens during the day and during morning rush, et cetera, et cetera. So I just wanted to throw that in there on behalf of all wives.
That's the old joke, that the guy comes home from work and he sees the kids, running around he sees the toddler running around in his diaper on the front lawn. He comes inside and he sees the whole toy chest is turned over, and he comes in the kitchen and there's dirty dishes in the sink. And then, and then he says, what in the world happened here today? And she says, you know, when you ask me every day, you come home from work and you ask me, what did I do today? Well, today I didn't do it. Today I didn't do it. Now you see, okay. So it's very easy to overlook the work that goes into keeping things functional, because you don't notice when things are functional. When things are normal, you don't notice. But yes, 100%, it's an opportunity for men to maybe if we're good observers, to start to realize, wow, you know, it takes that much work and thought and attention and focus to run a home. You know, the Hayyim Yim says to think about the chinuch of our children a half an hour a day. I don't know if many mothers really have to stretch to cover that, you know, to meet that quota. But, you know, it's more of a man's instruction to have to take time, spend a half an hour a day thinking about raising the children. But, yeah, absolutely. And let me just add that if it adds to our appreciation for our wives, that's a great thing, too. That's a great thing, too, because appreciation, a sincere compliment, where you actually value what somebody is doing, is a way that people bond. That's a way that people bond. How do you get closer to somebody? Is, you know, Avas Yisrael means you love every Jew. They don't have to have any mitzvahs, you know. Or you have sabriyas, you just can love them because Hashem created them. There are levels. There are levels. And a higher level is where you have a unique appreciation for somebody, where you see what they do and what, how it's special, and you respect it, and you admire it, and you envy it. Maybe you concede that you couldn't do it. That's when people forge, and that's one way. There are other ways as well, but that's one way to forge a bond, is just to, you know, become a little bit impressed with what your wife's role in running the home is. And just that appreciation, just even having that recognition internally for yourself will bring you closer to her, which ultimately is only going to make the home more peaceful, more relaxed, more warm, etc.